Hi everyone, my name's Mark and I'm a marine biologist and tour guide. I want to tell you about my job, taking tourists out on specialised boat excursions to marvel at dolphins and whales thriving in their natural habitats.
When taking tourists out to observe these magnificent creatures, people often assume we use traditional wooden fishing boats, or perhaps rapid speedboats for getting around quickly. However, we actually operate a catamaran, which provides a much more stable viewing platform on the water. This ensures everyone has a steady view and doesn't get seasick.
Obviously, our excursions are entirely dependent on the weather. Passengers usually hope for bright sunshine, and while a clear sky is lovely, it's not the most crucial factor for a good trip. Instead, what we really require are calm seas, otherwise spotting the animals beneath the waves becomes almost impossible.
Finding the marine life in the vast ocean is quite a challenge. Many guides rely heavily on binoculars to scan the horizon for a splash. Though we do use those, our primary method of locating the pods is by dropping underwater microphones into the water to listen for their unique clicks and whistles. It's an incredibly effective technique.
When we finally encounter dolphins, they are incredibly playful. You might expect them to just swim quietly alongside the vessel, or perhaps focus purely on feeding on small fish near the surface. Actually, they love to show off by performing spectacular acrobatics right beside us, leaping high into the air, which always thrills the tourists.
As for whales, we are lucky to have a few different species traversing these local waters. Sometimes we catch a rare glimpse of the enormous blue whales or even the famous humpbacks, but by far our most frequent visitors are grey whales, which migrate through this area every single year in large numbers.
People often wonder why whales come to the surface at all. It's a common misconception among tourists that they do it to look at us or simply to rest after swimming. In reality, they are mammals, so surfacing is strictly for breathing before they take a deep breath and dive back down to the depths.
We have strict environmental regulations to protect the wildlife. Passengers often urge me to get within 10 metres of the whales, and some less responsible operators might push it to 50 metres to get a better photo. However, the legal and safe distance we must maintain is 100 metres, so as not to disturb or stress them.
During the trip, I always make sure to give a short talk about conservation. People tend to think that commercial fishing or climate change are the only major threats to these creatures. While those are undeniably serious, I try to emphasize that plastic pollution is currently one of the most devastating hazards they face on a daily basis.
I also always advise passengers on what to bring before we set off. Many turn up loaded with heavy backpacks or extremely expensive camera equipment. But what I strongly recommend everyone brings is a waterproof jacket, because it can get surprisingly wet and windy out on the open ocean, even on a sunny day.
At the end of the excursion, people are usually lost for words. You'd think they'd feel overwhelming excitement or a massive adrenaline rush after such a wild encounter. Yet what most people tell me they experience is a profound sense of peace, just from being in the quiet presence of these gentle giants. It really is a life-changing trip.